Good afternoon, Lee. How are you?
Well, Brixhibition returns to the Northwest Coast this weekend, according to a poster I drove past today.
Yeah, look, we're excited. Glad to be back at Ulverston Sports, or the Basketball Centre again. So, COVID has been relaxed a lot more than what it was last year. So, hopefully we'll get bigger numbers. I know we're getting more exhibitors this year, so that's great.
Now, one thing that people that are keen to go along to Brixhibition need to know is that it's online tickets only this year, isn't it?
Correct, it is, yes. And there'll be no door sales at this stage, so we need to enforce that. Online tickets only. You can go to the webpage at brixhibition.com.
Yep.
And have a look there, and there's session times and prices as well, so you can pick out what suits your family best or yourself and go from there.
Right, what are some of the draw card exhibits this year at Brixhibition?
We've got a record number of exhibitors this year in Ulverston, so that's great to hear. We've ran out of tables, so that's really good. So, there's going to be plenty of train sets, different types of train sets, wind turbines, fire display, 5 foot fireman, Lego minifig,
yeah.
Massive big minifig that I built. Ken's got his hotel from Dubai there. That's a fairly tall building. There'll be beach scenes. What else is there? Lots of Lego Technic cars.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, and they're really going off. Adult fans of Legos. The adults are just buying these Technic cars, and I'm like, they're $500-$600 a car now. It's just unbelievable. And you know, the gearboxes in them and that are fairly finicky to build up and that, and yeah, it takes a lot of time and effort to put them together. And you know, I've seen on Facebook pages that someone made a mistake and put my gear in the wrong spot and they've got to pull it all apart again. So yeah, you got to follow the instructions on those things.
You really do. And sometimes, anybody's done Lego before, sometimes it can be hard to work out the perspective with the instructions versus what you're actually doing with in front of you.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, like the older Lego kits were pretty basic blocks that, you know, you put the blocks together and you had wheels and axles and stuff. But the way that they're making things these days and you know, I'd hate to drop one because it'd shatter into 1,000 pieces because a lot more technical to build.
Or going back to those instructions, whether it's a clear piece or a white piece, sometimes that's a little bit hard to decipher as well.
My recommendation if you're building something is to get one of those portable lamps that sit above your head. That's what I find. It's a lot easier to build something that you've got a nice bright light.
Yeah.
Because you get some of these light tans and whites and, you know, there's that many different shades of colours now compared to the old reds and whites and blues and blacks. Now there's just a great vast amount of different colours and different pieces too. Like, it's unreal how many pieces, different pieces. And every new Lego set that comes out, you look and build it and there's something new built, that they've made. So, yeah.
You're obviously into your Lego. What was the last thing you built?
The last thing I built was the Harry Potters. There's a new series of Harry Potter that's come out. I love building my fire theme, Harry Potter and Marvel, the Marvel collection of Lego. I really like Marvel, you know, the movies and that, and Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter. So, so I built some Harry Potter buildings the other day, actually, the new releases. So they were pretty good to build.
Well, it's great that there's an outlet for you to display your hard work.
Look, yeah, and we love it. We love it because it's a non-profit organisation. We do a charity. Like, we work with you guys with Coins for Kids, which is a great concept, and it's great that we can support that. We not only support that type of thing, we make donate Lego kits to the children's wards at the hospitals.
Oh, lovely.
Foster care. We've done we've branched out again this year, and we're doing women's shelters as well. Unfortunately, there's a need for that side of things as well, which we didn't sort of it was suggested to us that maybe we can look at donating some kits to some women's shelters, which it's sad to find out that there's a need for that as well. Unfortunately,
right.
As I said, we're a non-profit organisation, and all the members in the club love coming together and building these displays up and displaying them, just to raise the funds to give back to the community.
Yeah, lovely. Brixhibition.com is the website. Just flicking through right now, there's an awesome version of the Batman Bridge on there too. So that obviously...
Yeah, that's one of Ken's, our president. He loves building all these...
landmarks and stuff.
Landmarks. Yeah. He's done the Hobart Bridge, the Batman Bridge. He's done all sorts of wonderful buildings, and the War Museum, War Memorial in Canberra. He's done that as well.
Holy moly!
And they're fantastic because they're to scale, and detail is unreal.
Right, you need to see it to believe it. Brixhibition hits Ulverston this Saturday and Sunday. Brixhibition.com. You need to get your tickets online and book your session. Dale Atkinson, thanks for joining me on the Home Run this Sabo. I really appreciate it, and we hope that Brixhibition 2022 is a success.
Yep, and thank you again for your support.